What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman, and guys, I hope you all are having a wonderful Saturday morning. Today I'm going to be continuing my NFL record predictions for the 2023 NFL season. Yesterday I did the Pittsburgh Steelers. Today I'm going to be doing the Cleveland Browns. The Browns, another team that you guys heard me countless times say, I expect this team to go to the postseason. Obviously there was a lot of questions about this Browns team. Obviously after Baker Mayfield left, Cleveland, no one knew what the future was going to look like for this team. And the Browns went out and they signed Deshaun Watson to a big contract. I like Deshaun Watson. Some people are saying that he's washed up. I don't believe that. I still believe Deshaun Watson. I still believe we will all see the quarterback that almost took the Houston Texans to the Super Bowl twice. I think we're going to see that same quarterback. I think we're going to see the same quarterback that almost beat Patrick Mahomes to get to the Super Bowl. When you look at this Browns team, you can't say that they can't go to the playoffs. I mean, they got a great receiving core that features Amari Cooper, Jarvis Landry. You got a really good defense, Now, my only thing is, how good is their offensive line, Because the Browns' offensive line lately, they can't stay healthy for some reason. And the Browns, they got talent on the offensive line. Not only that, but you got one of the best running backs in the NFL, Nick Chubb, So you have talent, So we're going to see what happens. Last season, Deshaun Watson, he couldn't play, he was out for 8 games due to his 22 or 23 civil lawsuit cases. This time, Deshaun Watson, he's going to be playing an entire regular season. So let's see how things go this time. But without further ado, let's get right into my record prediction. Starting week one, we got the Browns. They're going to be at home. And they're going to be playing the Cincinnati Bengals. Interesting game right here. This is tough. I like Joe Burrow. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks in the NFL. Both teams are very talented. I think this is going to be a very good matchup. It's going to be interesting. I think the one thing I want to see in this matchup, how good are the offensive lines for both teams going to look like this year? Because Cincinnati's offensive line last season, because we all thought the Bengals offensive line was going to take a step forward last season, and it didn't. The Bengals offensive line was horrible, So this is going to be an interesting matchup. when I look at this game, I think I will say this. I think this game's gonna go down to which defense plays better, you know, because I think both offenses can get things going. But I'm actually gonna edge it out with the Bengals. Sorry, Browns. I'm gonna go with the Bengals, and here's why. Just because I love Cincinnati's defense more than the Browns, you know. I mean, this Bengals defense is not that different. You know, there's a lot. This is literally the same defense we saw last season. You know, not only that, but this defense, this defense has championship defense written all over it. You know, like, so this, you know, this is going to be a close game, but I gotta go to the Bengals, but it should be a close one. Now, would I be surprised if the Browns win? No. I wouldn't be surprised, but give me Cincinnati to win this game. All right, guys, week two. The Browns are going on the road playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. This game will be played on Monday Night Football. Interesting matchup right here, but I gotta go with the. I gotta go with the Steelers. Just because I feel like as long as TJ Watt is healthy, which I do believe will happen, I believe as long as he's healthy, this Steelers defense is going to be unstoppable. Now, let's not forget about the Steelers' offensive line. Pittsburgh's offensive line is still young. It's still rebuilding. So, this is going to be another close game. You know, but I just have a feeling that Deshaun Watson is going to... I just have a feeling that Deshaun Watson, he's going to... I mean, when Deshaun Watson started playing last season, What was the one thing that made Deshaun Watson... Like, just looking at how Deshaun Watson was playing. What's the one thing that Deshaun Watson can't handle? It's pressure. Deshaun Watson, he cannot succeed under pressure. And I think that's the case with Pittsburgh. You know, because the Steelers can create pressure. I think this is going to be a close game, but give me Pittsburgh to win this one. But this is another game the Browns could win, you know, but give me Pittsburgh. All right, guys, week three, the Browns are at home and they're playing the Tennessee Titans. I'm going to go with the Browns. I just have too much questions for Tennessee at this point. You know, I don't know. You know, like, no one knows. Like, who's their starting quarterback? No one knows. Their offensive line is... I have a lot of questions about their offensive line. Their wide receiving corps is very young and unimproven. You know, their wide receiving corps is very young and unproven. I don't know how good their defense is going to be. You know, the only thing I love about Tennessee is that they still got Derrick Henry. And they got some talent on the defensive line. But the Browns should win this game, so give me Cleveland. All right, guys, week four, the Browns are at home again, and they're playing the Baltimore Ravens. Interesting matchup. We got Deshaun Watson versus Lamar Jackson. Oh man, good matchup right here. interesting matchup. Very interesting matchup. You know, look, there's got to be a winner. And when I look at, you know, I think this is gonna be a close game. Look, I love what the Ravens have done this offseason. You know, you gave Lamar Jackson his money, which he rightfully deserves. You went out and got Odell Beckham Jr. You're getting some players back from injury. The offensive line should be better. I get all that. But I'm all about defense. And I don't like Baltimore's defense. I'm taking the Browns. I just have more faith in Cleveland's defense more than Baltimore. You know, now if the Ravens defense can show up this season, the Ravens could be a big problem in the AFC. You know, because we all know what Lamar Jackson can do with his legs. You know, but I don't care if we are in an offensive league. If you don't have a defense, you're not winning the game. You're just not. You know, I still believe that motive continues in today's game. You know, give me the Browns to win this game. It should be close, but I'm going to go with Cleveland. All right, guys, week 5, the Browns have their bye week. After their bye week, they go into week 6. The Browns are at home again, and they're playing the San Francisco 49ers. Interesting matchup right here. 49ers. Interesting right here. I gotta go with the 49ers. I just feel like San Francisco's offensive line is gonna have the better game. There's a lot of talent on this roster. You know, they got first of all, San Francisco's defensive line is going to be much more scarier than last season. They added Javon Hargrave, who was playing with one of the best defenses in the Philadelphia Eagles. That's number one. Number two, this offense is explosive. You know, doesn't matter who the starting quarterback's going to be because you're going to be okay because you're playing with a lot of talent and you're playing with Kyle Shanahan, who's just a genius of an offensive play caller. You know, I think, you know, this could be an interesting game, but I'm taking the 49ers just because I just don't think the Browns' offensive line is good enough to stop this 49ers defense. You know, now the Browns' offensive line can show up. This could go either way, but give me the 49ers due to that reason. So, I'm sorry, Browns fans. I got to go to San Francisco. Give me the 49ers. All right, guys, week 7, the Browns are going on the road. They're going on the road to Lucas Oil Stadium to play the Indianapolis Colts. I'm taking the Browns. I mean, there's really not anything to say here. The Colts are young. They're rebuilding. It's gonna be fun and exciting to see what Anthony Richardson can do on the field. But this is a young Colts team. You know, they're rebuilding. They got a new head coach. Give me the Browns to win this game. All right, guys. Week 8. The Browns are going on the road to play the Seattle Seahawks. Oh, my God. We got Geno Smith, who had a really good year last season. Took the Seahawks to the playoffs. You know, he's going to be playing with a much better offense. That now features DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Jackson Smith Njigba. Oh my God. Geno Smith, he's about to have fun next season. And obviously the Seahawks defense played very good, you know, which surprised me even when Jamal Adams went down due to injury. But Jamal Adams, he's coming back. The Seahawks also took my guy, Julian Love, from my New York Giants. That was a big addition. It's going to be an interesting game. Oh, man. I think this is going to be a close game. I think both defenses are going to attack one another very well, you know, because both offenses, I need to see what both offensive lines are going to look like going into the season for both teams. The Seahawks have a very young offensive line, and the Browns Cleveland's offensive line. Let's see how they do this season. I think this is going to be a very interesting one. It could go either way. But I just have a feeling that Geno Smith, I just have a good feeling that Geno Smith is going to have the better game. You know, so give me the Seahawks to win this one, but this is a game this is definitely a game the Browns could win, but give me the Seahawks. All right, guys, week 9, the Browns are at home again, and they're playing the Arizona Cardinals. I'm taking the Browns. Cardinals, this is another team that's young, they're rebuilding. They got a new head coach, they got a new GM, and they also lost DeAndre Hopkins. J.J. Watt retired. This Cardinals team, 3 years ago, they were a really good team to a team that's now starting all over. So, give me the Browns to win this game. All right, guys, week 10, the Browns are going on the road playing the Baltimore Ravens again. Interesting matchup. It's gonna be a fun one. But you know, this time I'm gonna actually say I'm gonna actually go with the Cleveland. No, I don't know. This is gonna be a much more closer game than people expect, but I'm actually gonna say the Browns sweep the Ravens. And why is that? Well, here's why. Odell Beckham Jr. is why, because I just have a great feeling that Odell's not gonna stay healthy. That's nothing against Odell, you know. I like Odell. I'm a big fan of his. But I know this guy very well. And we all know what happens when Odell, you know, because Odell, he's going to want to be the guy that, you know, that can do something. You know, that's the kind of mentality Odell has. You know, but we all saw what happened when he got too much of that mentality inside his head. He ends up injuring himself. You know, I just have a feeling he's gonna get hurt. You know, that's why I feel like the Browns could win this game. You know, so give me Cleveland to win this one. this is, you know, it should still be a close game, but I just have a feeling Odell. I just have a feeling the Ravens' biggest signing, probably of all season, is going to end up going back on the injury report. And I don't hope that doesn't happen. You know, I don't wish any of that kind of stuff on anyone. You know, I hope Odell thrives through the season, but injuries happen, you know. And Odell, he's coming back from a torn ACL. And torn ACLs, those are injuries that are not easy to come back from. Torn ACLs it doesn't matter how many times you get surgery and it doesn't matter how many times you recover. Once you get that surgery, torn ACLs can happen, you know. I don't know how they happen so fast, but they do. So that's why I have the Browns winning. So give me Cleveland to win this one. All right, guys. Next up, I got the Browns at home. They're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'll take the Browns. I think the Browns this time, I think they get things going on the offensive line. I think they start double teaming up TJ Watt, you know, because TJ Watt, he's mostly the first man to get after you, you know. But I think the Browns figure out a way to stop TJ Watt. They get things going on the offensive side. Maybe they run the ball with Nick Chubb, take a lot of pressure off of Deshaun Watson. So the Browns, I'm gonna say the Browns split the division series with the Steelers. It should still be a close game, you know, but I'll go Cleveland. All right, guys, week 12. The Browns are on the road playing the Denver Broncos. I'm gonna take the Browns. The Broncos, like I said for my record prediction for the Denver Broncos, what's my biggest concern for the Broncos? It's not their defense. I thought even when Von Miller got traded to the Bills, you know, ever since Von Miller got traded from the Broncos to the Rams and now to the Bills, this Broncos defense still found a way to be dominant, you know. I think I'm hopefully expecting a continuation of that dominance on that Broncos defense to continue to go into this upcoming season. It's their offense. How good is their offense going to be? I don't know. Sean Payton hasn't coached in years. And Russell Wilson, he's not Drew Brees. He's not. Russell Wilson, he's a great quarterback. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback in my eyes. But last season, he wasn't like that. And I know Russell Wilson's not going to stop. He is not going to end his career on a horrible note. Because last season he was horrible. I want to see what this Broncos offense is going to look like. You know. If Sean Payton can get things going on this offense, I think the Broncos can make the playoffs. And some people were laughing when I said that, but I'm serious. This Broncos team has the potential to go to the postseason. They got a really good wide receiving core. You know, they got a lot of weapons, you know. So let's see what happens, but I'm going to go with the Browns to win this game. But if the Broncos offense can show up this season, it should be an interesting one. But give me Cleveland. All right, guys, week 13, the Browns, they're going on the road again. They're going to SoFi Stadium to play the Los Angeles Rams. And I'm taking the Browns. The Rams stink. They're rebuilding. Give me the Rams. All right, guys, week 14, the Browns are at home, and they're playing the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Kitty Cats. Interesting game right here. Doug Peterson, you know, had one of his best seasons in the NFL since, I don't know, since he took the Eagles to the Super Bowl. Doug Peterson had a really good year last season. Somehow took the Jaguars all the way to the AFC divisional round. And almost beat the Kansas City Chiefs, but Patrick Mahomes came back in. We all know how the story ends. But look it. It was a fantastic season for Doug Peterson. How he has changed the mantra of this young Jaguars team. You know, Doug Peterson has turned Trevor Lawrence into a guy that no one knew if he was gonna be a first round bust or not. Doug Peterson's proving if you give a kid with this talent, with this much talent, you give him the right quarterback, he's going to succeed. And that's what Doug Peterson has proven, you know. And another thing I would like to say, I loved how Jacksonville's defense looked late last season. You know, the way how they dominated opposing offenses. You know, Travis Etienne, the running back out of Clemson, he was amazing. The Jaguars have a lot of talent at the wide receiver spot. I'm expecting this team to go back to the playoffs just because they're in a bad division. This is going to be an interesting game. The Jaguars are still young, though. They're still rebuilding, but, you know, this is a Jaguars team that's going to fight you for 60 minutes. You know, I think the Jaguars are going to win this game. I'm going to take the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars win this game due to coaching. I think Doug Peterson is going to outcoach Kevin Stefanski in this game. You know, not only that, but I feel like Jacksonville's defense is gonna attack this Browns offensive line. They're gonna put all that pressure on Deshaun Watson, and he's gonna have no idea what to do with the football. You know. But the same thing should go for Jacksonville's offense too. You know, the Jaguars have a young offensive line. Their offensive line's not that good either, you know. This should be a close game, but I'm gonna go with the Jaguars just because I just have a good feeling that Deshaun Watson, he's gonna struggle under pressure. Jacksonville's, you know, the Jaguars defense will put their offense in good positions to score points. So I'm gonna go with the Jaguars to win this one. But this should be an interesting game. Alright, guys, week 15, the Browns are at home again, and they're playing the Chicago Bears. This game will be played on Saturday. I'm going to go with the Browns. Look, I love what the Bears are doing. You know, I love what Ryan Poser is doing. But this is still a Bears. I still have a lot of questions for this Bears team. How good is their defense? I don't know. The only thing I do know is that their offense could be better. I was very impressed on how the Bears, you know, fixed the pieces that they needed to fix, addressing the offensive line, giving Justin Fields some help, you know, stuff like that. But this is still a Bears team that's rebuilding, but they are heading in the right direction. But I'm gonna go with the Browns to win this game. So give me Cleveland. All right, guys. Week 16. The Browns are going on the road playing the Houston Texans. I'm gonna take the Browns. The Texans, they're young, they're rebuilding. You know, now this point, now this could be an interesting one though, because usually around this time of the NFL season, especially if you're a young team that's still rebuilding, you gotta see some improvement, you know, from your young team. So this could be an interesting game. You never know. Maybe CJ Stroud goes off and he throws 4 touchdowns for 300 yards. You never know. Maybe Will Anderson becomes the next J.J. Watt in Houston, and he leads this defense to attack opposing offenses. You know, so. But, you know, this is still a young team. You know. So, give me the Browns to win. Alright, guys. Week 17. The Browns are at home, and they're playing the New York Jets. This game will be played on Thursday Night Football. Interesting matchup right here. You know, you got Aaron Rodgers, you got Deshaun Watson, you got two really good wide receiving cores. You know, you got two really good defenses. You got two really. Now, I think the only difference is that the Jets' offensive line I have more faith in. I'll take the Jets. This should be a fun game to watch, but I'll take the Jets just because I have more faith in their offensive line, you know. So give me the Jets, but this should be a close game. And guys, last but not least, week 18, we got the Browns going on the road to the jungle to play the Cincinnati Bengals. I do expect both teams to make a run back to the postseason. So this game really wouldn't matter, but you know, there's gotta be a winner. You know, someone's gotta win the game. You know, the Bengals are at home. You know, they play really good at home. Give me Cincinnati. And yeah, guys, that's how I see everything going down for the for the Cleveland Browns. My record prediction for the Cleveland Browns is 10-7. Yep, 10-7 it is. I got the Browns going 10-7. You know, hopefully that's good enough to get yourself in the postseason. You know, that might, you know, but, you know, we're going to see how everything goes. But look at it. It's going to be very tough to get into the postseason, especially in the AFC with all this talent. But guys, yep. I would not be surprised, though, if the Browns make it to the postseason. You know, I would not be surprised. But yeah, guys, that's how I see everything going down for the Cleveland Browns this season. It's going to be very interesting to see how things go for Deshaun Watson, you know. That's gonna be my record prediction for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I will be doing another one of my NFL record predictions tomorrow, so stay tuned. And also, guys, I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants as well, so also stay tuned for that. But until then, guys, I am out. Peace.